Welcome to the Rotary Community Heroes of Hope. I'm your host, Judy Zulfikar, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my amazing co-host, Jamie Zinn, District Governor of Rotary District 5330. Together, we will take you on a journey to discover the incredible impact Rotarians have on our community and around the world. Get ready to be inspired by our Rotary Heroes of Hope. Welcome, guests. We have here the very amazing VTT team. We're going to explain what VTT is in just a minute. It's one of the examples of the wide breadth of opportunities that Rotary has to offer, and a very exciting trip that all of these this team is going to go on. Jamie, this is during your year. How stoked are you to have this team going out on your behalf?
Oh, I'm very excited about it because not only do we have the VT team for water, but we have the VTT for human trafficking. So we're going to do a lot of amazing things in Thailand this year.
Excellent. So our fearless leader, we're going to go ahead and have past District Governor Bob Dustermeyers introduce himself and tell us a little bit about what the VTT is and why we're going to Thailand.
So my name is Bob Dustermeyers. I'm a past District Governor. My club is Hemet Rotary, and I've been in Rotary a long time. Love it to death. Vocational training teams are an amazing part of Rotary. It's really about information exchange. We send a team of people, and they can either be topic experts or they can be people who want to learn more about the topic. We send them to different countries. They get involved in a lot of different things. Our two teams, water and human trafficking, are an example of the kinds of things that Rotary touches on all over the world. So it's our district's gateway for a variety of people and in a number of different occupations to get involved globally, to learn about new skills, and oftentimes to teach new skills to the countries we visit. So our two groups are experts in the field in a lot of ways. We've got a few folks in the team that are kind of new to the topic, and so they're going to be learning more than teaching. And the goal of the whole thing is really to either assist the folks we're visiting or use the information we gather to assist folks in our own district. So that's the vocational training team in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And you have a couple of your team members with you. Jennifer, can you introduce yourself and tell us what part of the team you're going to be working on?
Yeah, Jennifer O'Farrell with the Healthy Valley Foundation, but formerly helped start the first human trafficking task force in Riverside County. So I had the privilege of being on the ground floor, creating all the victim service supports to move victims from victim to survivor and give them the tools they need to succeed post this traumatic space. We're excited. You have a great group on the human trafficking team. I think, as Bob said, from experts to law enforcement to community members that are just deeply passionate and want to learn more so that they can be proactive in our local community. So it's a great blend and mix of being able to have the expertise questions in Thailand, but also those fresh ideas when someone's learning, all the things that they'll come and bring back to our local Rotary clubs to be able to say, what can we do more? So we're just excited and happy to share more about who's coming on the team, but it's a great diverse group and we're honored to represent.
And Jennifer, are you a Rotarian? And if so, what club are you in?
I'm not yet, but Bob has been eagerly and persistently, if we all know Bob, so it will happen over time. Don't you worry.
And I think that's a great point that even non-Rotarians come onto these trips with us, adding that expertise and getting to know more about what Rotary has to offer. Thank you for joining us today and for joining us on the team. Past District Governor Dan Goodrich, can you introduce yourself?
Well, I think you just did. My name is Dan Goodrich. I'm a past District Governor, and I'm excited about the team. I've been involved with anti-human trafficking since 2021 when I was governor, and I believe that the VTT team going off to Thailand will be a great asset to our district as well. It's kind of an extension of a lot of things we've been doing in the district for the fight against human trafficking. It's my hope that some of those folks like Jennifer will join Rotary, and we'll have five new Rotarians coming back to sit at the table and help us in our efforts. Bob and I have had many discussions about the team and anti-trafficking and all that kind of stuff. So I know he's put together a great group of people, and I'm just excited to see what the result coming back will be so that we can tap into it as well.
Bob, can you, or Jennifer, actually tell us a little bit more about what your objectives are, why you're over there in Thailand with respect to the project?
I think we're going to let Jennifer take this one.
All right. Well, Bob, you jump in at any time. So, you know, I think there's, Jamie, I think there's a few things. I think one is prevention. I think all of us want to be able to be on the forefront of how are we preventing this atrocity. So there's going to be a lot of conversations on what the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations are doing in Thailand that is educating the community, making them more aware to identify, prevent by having laws and the legal system support that. But then I think there's a great opportunity to say, how are we caring for survivors? How are we, we've got Mark Shaw, who's a law enforcement representative on our team to say, okay, what is prosecution? What is the legal side? What does the law enforcement side look like to support these efforts? So I would say it's kind of an and of how are we protecting survivors and how are we preventing? And then what can we do with our great brain trust of ideas together?
And I'd add to that, that the opportunity to tap into more Rotary resources through the Rotary Foundation and try to get grants, maybe to expand the work that we're already doing in the district, or maybe to help Thailand do some of the work that they do. But, you know, part of the goal of both of our teams is to take some steps after we return to do some good in the world, to use the resources that are available to Rotarians to make a difference.
Well, two-part question here. One is a comment just from the marketing side of me, and that is, I hope that you guys are taking lots of pictures and videos that we can bring back, because that would be one of the great things we could put into our human trafficking awareness trailer here in the our district. The second question would be, who are you connecting with in Thailand? Who is it that you will be working with directly?
That's you, Jennifer.
All right. Well, thanks to Bob. So don't let Bob underestimate the great support he's doing for our team. So don't let him get away with all the work he's doing. So we're meeting with a few different groups. So we're meeting with the ICPAT delegate. So there's an NGO that's really the governmental space of NGO that's looking at, or the governmental effort that's looking at the whole encompassing efforts of how do we protect civil rights for children and care for children. So we'll be meeting with those delegates that are kind of in what I've been reading about are similar to like caseworkers here. So while they're in the governmental space, they're caseworkers supporting survivors, but also connecting them to the local non-governmental organizations. We'll be going out to the provinces and working with, I just want to be mindful not to disclose our two NGOs we'll be meeting with just for their own safety and precaution. But we'll be meeting with two NGOs that will be really opening the doors of what are their efforts, what is the significant concern that they're seeing, who are their victims and survivors, and then how can we dialogue together to prevent and protect. So really honored that they're giving us space. It's a very sensitive issue for them to let us out. And so Bob's done a great job with our contact in Thailand to find ways to be able to create it safe for us, safe for the NGO, so we can have really good conversations together.
So, if I am not mistaken, I understand that human trafficking is, for lack of a better word, an allowable issue in Thailand. And if that is the case, how do you, what do you think that you're going to be able to bring to them to potentially impact what they're doing over there and to stop a lot of the human trafficking that's going on?
I'll touch on the piece. It happens in Thailand, but it's not legal. The prostitution is legal, but trafficking is not. And so they do have laws and they do have efforts to prevent that. They have some very poor areas up in the hills, actually, where the team's going in out in the provinces, that actually sell children to the sex trade. And so Thailand's working extremely hard to prevent that through economic growth and through education. So it's illegal, but it happens. Prostitution is legal, and that happens. I think, add anything that you've gathered, Jennifer?
Yeah, no, I mean, you hit it spot on. I think, Jamie, where we can both empathize is that it's a money-making industry, you know? And so how, because it produces profit, and maybe in Thailand, the profit is different and it looks different in that country versus ours. I think the how do we work around that? Because that's just a big vehicle to kind of hurdle. And so I think, you know, Bob kind of said it's right on of what the legality is. I think it'll be interesting to kind of share about the road of kind of the legal efforts that we've taken the federal side for us. And then California has been a big leader in a lot of other local laws, and maybe that can help create other avenues to protect children. Cause Bob is spot on. It's a poverty issue when families are having to sell their children, and how can we create other economic factors to support families to not have that as their alternative?
Absolutely. Have they shared with you what some of their objectives are by having our team come over there and be with them?
I think they're, you know, and Bob, you've had more conversation with our contact there, but they're eager to hear what do we want to learn, you know? So we've crafted a bunch of kind of questions of outline of just what does the scope look like? What does sex trafficking look like? And again, I think where we have a lot of minors that are impacted, their minors are a whole different group of minors that I anticipate us kind of seeing. So we're kind of crafting what we'd love to learn. And then I hope through that, they too would say, here's things that we'd love to learn, or here's questions that we have as we move forward. The delegates, because they are a governmental group, we will be working on in this month before we go key questions, so that way we can provide to them ahead of time of things that we'd like to discuss moving forward. So if there's anybody online that wants certain questions answered, we're happy to include those in.
Excellent. Dan, can you tell us about the team? Who's making up this team, and what parts of our community are they coming from?
Well, I'm going to have to defer to Bob for that, because Bob headed up the interview panel. So he has the final list, I believe, of all the, or maybe Jennifer does, of all the team members.
Yeah, Jennifer's got the list. Let me tell you the process. We sent out a notice to everybody, all members of the district, and we got a number of applications. My time involved with VTT, I've never seen so many applications for a position than we did for this trafficking team. We got together a panel. Governor Jamie was on it. Past district governor Don Casper was on it. Our foundation chair was on it. And we went through all of the applications. We picked those that we thought should be interviewed, and from those that were interviewed, we picked a team. And we think we've got a strong team. I think the interview team was fairly united in the people they thought that should be on the team. For the actual folks, though, Jennifer's got that list, that I don't. Not where I'm at.
Well, I think it spans. I think what's even beautiful about the process, but I think of who's in the room, you know, when we think about how big this district is, you know, for Rotary League. So we've got Corona, Murrieta, Hemet, Redlands, Temecula. I mean, we've got just a breadth of our region represented. We have Dr. Randall, who's coming from business to psychiatric support. That's really been key on counseling and support services. Linda Lund, who's a school board member with Murrieta Valley Unified. Laura Masters, who is an insurance agent, but just has this beautiful passion and really wants to see how can she be a part of the solution locally. Mark Shaw, who is a law enforcement background, will be coming with us. And then our alternate is Gloria Swift, who's an author and advocate. So we're just a great group from different industries, different parts of our region to really come together.
It really shows the best of Rotary and the best of our community coming together to fight against human trafficking. As we come to the end of this episode, thank you all for coming. I would just like to get final thoughts from each one of you on how excited you are about the trip and what your thoughts are before you head out. So I'll start with Dan Goodrich, and then we'll move our way around the room.
Well, I'm excited for the whole process just because we are now taking it to another level for anti-human trafficking. Sending a VTT team off to Thailand, coming back with the information. Getting a new group of fresh breath into the programs that we'll have running inside of our district with possibilities that are pretty endless, really, when it comes to the grants and things that we might be able to bring into our district and local communities. And then also being able to see what we can do on the other side to make an impact over there. And I'm not going to discount the fact that I'm hoping I've just recruited 5 more people to the anti-human trafficking team. Pretty soon I'm going to have the Rotary Anti-Task Force, I think. So I'm looking forward to all that.
That's not such a bad thing. Jennifer?
I think from the group's, you know, perspective, I think we could all say we're honored. What a gift. And I think all of us have said, we didn't even realize this existed within Rotary. And we feel like we got hand selected and just truly honored that Rotary, I think, invests this way to have experiences outside of our norm to help create new ideas. Like, I mean, I think that's like the gift. When we remove ourselves from our current environment, it creates collaboration, creates synergy, but it also creates new ideas we can bring back. So I'm just honored to be a part, honored to see, you know, how can we support survivors locally based on maybe some best practices they're doing in Thailand? And then how can we educate and prevent, to kind of Dan's perspective, how can we really look at abolishing this and creating systems and structures to educate, but also eliminate those barriers that create trafficking to be a possible route in our country? So honored. Thank you.
Yeah. I've got a couple of thoughts. One is I'd like to mention past district governor Sam from Thailand. And I think that's really the beauty of Rotary. When we're talking about human trafficking, we can pick up a phone, call a friend that's in Rotary in almost any country and get a return phone call and get a team put together in Thailand or in England or in Zambia to help solve a problem. And I think it's amazing. Our district is also amazing. We've been committed to vocational training teams for a long time, way back when they were group study exchange. We've invested in the education of our Rotarians, and we've done that for the betterment of our community. And I think that's amazing. So if you're listening to this and you want to be on a VTT team, you've got to subscribe to our channels. You've got to pay attention to our Facebook pages. You've got to look at your emails, because that's how we get the word out and let people know that there's another training team coming up. I want to thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, we're really glad that all of you are doing this, and we're very excited to see what the outcome is going to be. And, you know, being a little selfish, I'm going to put out here that once you come back, obviously human trafficking is also part of mental health, which is an initiative that we're working on this year. So I see in the future that we might be working very closely together and adding this to our mental health focus, because that is another side that definitely needs to be addressed. So, again, I applaud all of you. Thank you. I think it's going to be a wonderful trip, don't you, Judy? And they're going to be bringing back a lot of good information for us.
Absolutely wonderful trip. I'm jealous. I want to go. I really kind of want to jump in somebody's suitcase and get on the way. But there's lots of things to do to prepare for the next year, and maybe I'll make it into the next vocational training team. And we hope that our audience takes an opportunity, as Bob said, to pay attention and be the next person to go do some amazing work around the world.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that wraps up this episode of Heroes of Hope. We are so happy that we have an audience out there listening. We want you to subscribe, share, and tell your friends about the Rotary community Heroes of Hope, because that's how we get the word out about the impact we're having in this world.